It's time for Balanced Living, the health-based teaching of certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay is the author of the new book, Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and Renewed Spirit. Her book and these weekly podcasts are designed to instruct you in the healthy maintenance of the body God has given you. And now, get ready to learn from Kay Spears and her insights into balanced living.
And a good day to you. Welcome to yet another edition of Balanced Living, featuring certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay also has her master's degree in science and nutrition. She is the author of the book Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and a Renewed Spirit. Kay is also one of the consultants that you can visit with at Balanced Health Wellness Center in San Antonio. Kay, good day to you.
Hello, good day.
Kay, we are studying your book, Balanced Living, 7 Steps to a Healthy Body and a Renewed Spirit. And the first step that you talk about in your book is nutrition. So we're looking at many different aspects of nutrition. And the one that I wanted to discuss with you today is the topic of sugar. It seems to me that one of the things I noticed once we were able to really examine food labels and what manufacturers put in food is the fact that they have figured out that the masses love sugar. It just astounded me. Regardless of whatever product I picked up, it seemed like there was sugar that had been added by the manufacturer. Now, obviously, we see sugar in dessert items, candy, soft drinks, but seeing it in things like soups, salad dressings, spaghetti sauce, breads, everything, it seems, there was sugar. Could you tell us why exactly do the companies feel it necessary to do this?
Well, it makes things taste better, and it's packaged food, you know, which we really need to be staying away from as much as possible. But sugar is used for everything, and it's important to read labels, not just to go to the carb, fat, and protein section. I kind of skip that part and go directly to the other ingredients and immediately look at what the first few things are, and usually it's sugar and a bunch of other words that we can't pronounce. So, but it is important to kind of limit those things and read those labels properly.
Okay, most of us know about sucrose, which is white table sugar, and that, of course, is what we buy most often at the grocery stores, and we use it in our baking and our cooking. The bags tell us that sucrose or white table sugar is all natural. But can you tell us a little bit more about that sugar, maybe why it's not quite as natural as we might think it is?
Well, sucrose, table sugar, it's interesting. I teach what is called the glycemic index. And what that means is there are certain foods that convert to sugar more rapidly than others in the body, and it spikes insulin. And table sugar is one of those things. It has a very high glycemic index, and so it causes the pancreas to release a lot of insulin to try to pull that sugar into the cell. And, you know, 90% of Americans now, they're calling insulin resistant, which is a pre-diabetic state. And it's because we're consuming all these different products with sugar in it that our pancreas, our little receptors get desensitized on the cell, and our pancreas is releasing all this insulin, but yet it's not pulling the glucose into the cell the way it should be. And, you know, so a lot of people are having issues with that.
And you just made a good point, Kay. You know, let's say there's somebody out there who is making a conscious effort to reduce sugar in their diet, and they stop eating candy. Maybe they have less soft drink during the course of a day or a week than they would usually have, but yet they're still consuming a lot of sugar because, as you just pointed out, they're putting sugar in everything.
Right, right. You know, you can look for tomato sauces that do not have sugar in them. They do carry them. And, you know, most things we need to try to cook ourselves and make fresh. But a tomato sauce, I love to doctor up my tomato sauce and pretend I made it from scratch, but we just don't have that time. You know, other things, it's interesting. I tell my clients who really like peanut butter to get an organic brand of peanut butter in the store by Central Market. And there's two brands. One is just pure peanuts, and the other one has sugar added. They both have kind of the same label on them, and I don't even know why they add the sugar to it, but they do. So really, it's just about making sure that you're reading the other ingredients, reading those labels.
Okay, beyond sucrose, the white sugar we talked about, what are the other types of sugars that most people are consuming in their diets each day?
Well, you know, I teach a lot to make recipes with maple syrup or honey, and those are fine. They still do have calories, and they still do have a glycemic index, meaning that they convert to sugar in the body, but they do not convert as rapidly as table sugar does. Another thing I tell my clients to use is stevia, which is made from a plant. They've been using it in Europe for years, and it does not spike blood sugar levels. And that is when someone has insulin resistance or diabetes, I will have them use stevia instead of some of these other sweeteners. And then I will tell you a big one that everyone's using now is agave nectar. And the problem with agave nectar is they're finding that the liver in the body is having a hard time with agave nectar, just like corn syrup. So that's not really the sweetener that we want to be using at this point, but yet it's very popular.
That's interesting because it sounds very, very natural, and I think I've seen that name in a lot of the health food stores I've gone to, which would give you the impression it's good for you. So, Kay, ultimately, what are the consequences or the dangers of a diet that includes a high level of sugar?
Well, diabetes, insulin resistance, not being able to properly absorb glucose into the body, which diabetes comes as a long string of dialysis and amputations and all kinds of other things, losing your eyesight. You know, of course, storing body fat. So you tend to see people who consume a lot of sugar products that are more obese, and that ends up having problems with cardiovascular disease, hypertension. So it's really important, you know, to keep balance with that. It's not that you can't ever have sugar. It's not that you can't ever, you know, I make great muffins and cookies with honey, but it's about keeping that in balance and doing it in moderation.
Let me ask you about high fructose corn syrup, because that's an item we see in a lot of foods today. And when you look at that and see it on a label, you think to yourself, well, this might not be so bad because fructose, I believe, is the sugar that comes from fruit. Mm-hmm. So someone would say, well, that's got to be good. And then corn, well, that's a vegetable. That can't be bad. So high fructose corn syrup, how could that in any way have negative effects? But could you tell us why that's so common in foods and perhaps why it's not so good for us?
Well, you know, without getting into a biochemistry lesson here, it really is all about how the liver processes it. And the commercials will tell you corn syrup is good, but it's not. It really is harmful to the liver, how it's converted. They're showing studies on how it really is the hormonal effect, especially in women, is disrupting hormones. You know, corn is kind of being used for everything. That's what we use to fatten cattle. So, you know, it's just not a good combination. It's definitely something to stay away from. And, you know, I think at some point we should do a talk just on corn syrup.
All right, we can do that. And, Kay, just one more thing. Let's say we have listeners today who do have a sweet tooth. They will make a conscious effort to start cutting back, but they really do crave something sweet and really tasty during the course of maybe a lunch or a dinner. What would be some of the healthier choices they could make that would not be as destructive to their bodies as some things could be?
Well, I think they could do fruit, maybe an apple with some, you know, I like almond butter, but you could do organic peanut butter with an apple for something sweet as a snack. Sometimes women, you know, we really like our chocolate, and dark chocolate has antioxidants in it. So I get just some dark chocolate that have the high cacao ratio of chocolate in it. Sometimes at night, I'll just have a little bit of coconut milk and a handful of those dark chocolate chips, which are packed full with antioxidants and magnesium. So that's a way to kind of have something sweet every once in a while, but not consuming a lot of the sugars and corn syrups.
All right. Kay, thank you so much. And just before we finish, could you briefly summarize then what you think are the main points that we've covered here about the consumption of sugar?
Well, we talked about reading labels, making sure that you go straight to the other ingredients and not buying products that have sugar and corn syrup in them. We talked about the glycemic index, meaning some foods convert to sugar more rapidly than others, and staying away from those higher glycemic foods. We talked about having, you know, stevia, using stevia, which is made for a plant to sweeten your teas and to use as a sweetener. And we talked about eating fruit as a way of making sure that you get something sweet or something that's nutritious, maybe an apple with some almond butter. And then also we talked about some dark chocolate as a nice little snack every once in a while.
All right, Kay, thank you so much. That is all the time that we have. For more information about certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears and her book, Balanced Living, please go to her website at www.kspears.com, or you can call Kay at area code 210-764-2121. And be sure to join us again next time for another edition of Balanced Living.
You have been listening to Balanced Living with author and certified clinical nutritionist Kay Spears. Kay invites you to visit her website at www.kspears.com. Kay's goal is to help you achieve balanced living so that you can fulfill God's purpose for your life. Be sure to join Kay Spears again next time as she shares her insights about balanced living.